Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
So what's going on here? Is this a guy who definitely wants to not only test free agency, but use it to find a new team at the age of 43? Or is this a guy who wants Belichick to squirm and wants to be loved and is going to use the leverage of other teams and his agent meeting with other teams to get what he's been after? A little bit of love, a little bit of appreciation, maybe more money than he normally would get from the Patriots since he's given up so much. Especially, Waddle mentioned earlier that the Patriots are waiting to see what the new cap will be.
Well, that's what the report is that, you know, there was a report that came out that said the Patriots have not had any discussions at all with Tom Brady's representatives. And then something else was reported that, hey, that's possibly because the Patriots feel the CBA extension could be on the horizon and they want to see how much money will be added to everybody's salary cap in the 2020 season. I just read something from Pro Football Talk that says Tom Brady's representatives have talked to the Chargers, the Colts, and the Raiders. Now, the legal tampering rules are that your representative, so his agent can talk to any of the teams. Tom Brady himself is not allowed to talk to the teams. He's not allowed to take a visit until free agency hits, which is...
It's really weird. I mean, so it sounds like you could through these conversations, pretty much... get a deal. I mean, are you not allowed to talk money? I mean, I don't
know. No, you're allowed to talk. It's just not
free agency, but he's still under contract with the Patriots.
Correct.
But he can still meet with other.
His representatives.
His agent, I mean.
Yes, that's the legal tampering rule: is that his representatives can actually talk with other teams. He's just because the report came out that day. You remember when I was in Waddle's World? I said, "Hey, Tom Brady. It looks like Tom Brady may do." I forget who was it. LeBron who did this. He didn't go visit places. He had people come and visit him.
Right.
And the report was is he's not able to do that until the actual free agency period begins. His representatives can talk to the Titans and the Colts and the Raiders and everybody else. He's not supposed to. Now, whether or not that's any hurdle at all for Tom Brady cutting a deal with the Colts, hypothetically, really it's not. But a lot of these rules are just rules on the surface anyway.
So where would you gamble on him going today? I know you can't. You've given up at this point. You've given it up for Lent. That could change.
If I predict listen, I probably would still, despite all the reports and what Jeff Darlington said and others, and listen, Shefty was on this before the year began or right whenever it was, that this was a real distinct possibility that he was going to leave. I think Dante Scarnecchia has decided to come back as their offensive line coach. I mean, that to me is big, if that in fact is the case. I would still say the Patriots are at the top of my list. Then I would say, I know that the Chargers have been talked about, the Raiders have been talked about. I would say the Titans, to me, would be the next best place, and then the Colts. I think you know how much I like Tom Brady. I mean, we've had this discussion going back years. Like, I was the Brady guy. You were the Manning guy.
Yes.
I think we met kind of at some point and decided, okay, Brady's
and
the
now
best.
I'm Brady. Now I'm a Brady, Brady guy, too. Yeah, I mean, who's not a Brady guy now?
I think this, if he goes to the wrong team, I think this could end badly. And by end badly, I mean, I don't think this will change how people think about him as the greatest of all time. But I could see him going to the Raiders and it not, you know, ending up the way he wanted it. Or I could see him going to the Chargers and be like, okay, he's going to be more efficient than Phillip Rivers, but I don't see the Chargers getting past the Chiefs in the West. I don't see the Chargers being a significantly better team. I've really kind of changed my own perspective on this. I think Tom Brady needs to go where there's a secure offensive line and there's help in the running game as well. Now, obviously, he needed receivers, and you'd have to have that. The Colts are a good team. The Titans are a good team, I think, from my perspective. Those are the two teams that I think could provide him security in the pocket, two very good offensive lines, good running games that could only get better in the Colts. The Colts have $90 million potentially with a new salary, new CBA to spend. They currently have like $74 million in free agency.
It's incredible. The Colts have $74 million.
I believe they're the number one, two, or three. They're in the top three And I think the Titans have some cash to spend as well. And look, the Titans play good defense. They obviously have a good running attack. There's the trust factor, I would assume, with Mike Vrabel as their head coach. So I would say Titans and Colts would be the two destinations that I think he could thrive in. As I said, I think if he goes to the Chargers and or if he goes to the Raiders, I would not, in my opinion, elevate the Chargers or the Raiders into, you know, the top four or five teams of the AFC.
So are you saying that you would pick the Titans and the Colts above the Patriots?
No, I would say
still
if he doesn't
going
go,
number one.
Yes, I would say
I'm still gambling
Patriots,
on the Patriots.
Patriots one, Titans, Colts probably two and two A.
I'm not one of these guys who thinks that it won't. Like it definitely could happen, and I won't be surprised. But it's I'll see it until I see it, then I'll believe it. I believe that a lot of this is negotiating. That it's that they're both sides. Belichick is the ultimate guy on, hey, if you go, no big deal. And he wants Belichick to love him.
And listen, Belichick, and I'm sure Belichick's sitting in his chair going, really, Tom? I drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. Where was Jimmy Garoppolo this year? He was in Miami in the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, Jacoby Brissett didn't have a great year, but he's a starting quarterback in Indianapolis. I mean, Bill Belichick's sitting in his desk right now going, look, I don't want to lose Tom Brady, but if I do, I've had a pretty good track record of picking QBs.
I like the Titans fit, obviously. We all saw what they were able to do in their playoff run last season, actually beating the Patriots in Foxborough. But I'm surprised. I look at the Chargers, and it seems like you guys are, well, I don't know about you, Sylvie, but you're a little dismissive of them for me, Waddle. Like, if you go back 2 years ago, they were 12-4. They were in the playoffs, and they had a lot of injuries last year.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of high-end talent, where I feel like the Chargers, if they get things right, could be very interesting. And they're in the Los Angeles market,
right?
Where that seems to be very appealing.
I wouldn't dismiss them. I mean, I would say they all make sense. All those teams make sense. The Indianapolis Colts have all that cap room and one of the best built lines in football and a general manager who's smart. The Titans have the Vrabel connection and they're already great. The LA connection, everything you laid out there, Mellor, and they need to fill that building. They need Brady probably most. Vegas probably doesn't need him as much as San Diego because they're going to sell tickets in the new Vegas market, but they would, Gruden, I'm sure would love him too. And I think those are four teams right there who are really going to roll off the red carpet.
I think you're right about the financial portion of it with the Raiders and the Chargers. There's no doubt Tom Brady's a draw. You're going to sell tickets. That will happen. I just don't think if Tom Brady goes to the Chargers, I'm not picking the Chargers to win the AFC West, nor am I picking them to be a wild card team. If he goes to the Raiders, I'm not going to do that either.
They wouldn't be in a wild card team.
Maybe, but they're not getting past KC.
I want to talk. Where do you think, first of all, Abdal? Then I want to ask you about the legacy stuff that you were hitting on.
Where
are you gambling? Yes. So I'm going Patriots. I'm down for the Patriots still. Waddle's still down for the Patriots. Is it the Chargers for you then, Mellor, or is it Tennessee?
Man, I don't know. Ugh. If I have to pick one.
Yeah, who are you gambling on today?
Today, man. Abdal, you go and I'll think about it.
I believe that Tom Brady is a petty human being. And I think that if he's going to go to a team, he's going to do it with the team that's going to likely most stick it to the Patriots. And that is either going to be the Titans or the Colts. The Titans because Vrabel's there. The Colts because of the Manning-Brady feud that they... Or not feud, really, but battles that they've had for so long. And if the Colts, you know, if he goes there after Manning and then can stick it to Belichick that way, or goes with Vrabel and can stick it to Belichick that way. So I'm going to say the Titans.
So you got the Titans.
Yeah.
All right. So Patriots, Titans. Yeah. And then who, Mellor, again?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Chargers.
I think Waddle, I'll pick how the much Chargers. Do you want on this?
I'm not betting.
Okay.
Where do you got, and for our listeners, 312-332-3776, as we're in the First Midwest Bank studio, A, where do you think he's going to go? I mean, how big can this be? And where do you think he's going to go? And should Ryan Pace pick up the phone? If he's meeting with these teams... And then you could get more cap room because of the new collective bargaining agreement that we think will get done. There will be more cap space. And if there is a year then where you're going to get this added cash, would you reach out to him and then flip Mitch? And then you just go for it with Brady. And if it goes badly, you have to go to square zero, back to square zero anyway. Square one, I guess. And you just flip Mitch for a pick.
Am I crazy to suggest that? I mean, the thought of Tom Brady here is enticing, but Tom Brady here is going to be less than Tom Brady was in New England.
Right.
His offensive line isn't going to protect him any better.
That's what a listener tweeted to me. I forgot what it was. And it was something to do with...
I mean, look, if you give me the option of Tom Brady or Mitch, I'm taking Tom Brady. But what's Tom Brady going to cost me? And is he going to cost me so much that I can't improve the offensive line that's going to need to protect him? And is he going to cost me the opportunity to put other guys around him?
I feel like the Bears could be one of the worst matches for Tom Brady. For his skill set, the one thing he does, and you see it now when you watch Patriot games really closely, more than anything else, what he does is he'll get rid of the ball quicker than he ever did. He'll throw it away, live to fight another down, because that's the most prudent choice. And sometimes he does do that at the expense of standing in there and making a throw that he used to make. And I think that's smart on his part, because he understands he's more likely to get hurt if he takes a huge hit. But the Bears, the way they're set up right now, they're lacking skill position players. The offensive line's a mess. Yeah. Sure, the defense would be great to play with, but everything else. And then he's got to learn a new system.
Think about this as well, Jeff. Look, Tom Brady couldn't get through the postseason in New England with a defense that gave up fewer points than the Bears' defense.
Yeah.
Now, I think on paper, I think the Bears' defense is better than the Patriots' defense. We can argue about stats, but if you gave me the choice between the two, I would have taken last year's Bears' defense versus the Patriots' defense.
And I'll take Bill Belichick coordinating my defense every day of the week
My point is, if you couldn't get to where you wanted to go with Tom Brady with the number one scoring defense, you bring him here, and the Bears have a very good defense, but why do you think they're going to get any further? I think you can make an argument that it's going to be the same story, and you're just going to delay the inevitable, which is you need to make some investments in some other areas for sure.
So you don't think you don't, if you're paced, you don't make the call,
I think you make the call. You just ask what's it going to cost. I need to know what's it going to cost. I mean, I make the call just to make the call to say I called Tom Brady's agent and wanted to see if he wanted to come play for us. Maybe Tom Brady wants to come and give you the same guarantee, or the same, not guarantee, the same hometown discount he gives New England every year. Maybe you can get him for cheap.
What if you called his agent and you said, hey, Ryan Pace here, and we just want to check to see, would Brady, we're trying to figure out which way we're going to go at quarterback. We have to do something. Would Brady be intrigued by us? And what if his agent responds, you know what, it's one of the teams he'd be willing to consider. Now are you planning big, and are you going big for Brady, or are you still a little apprehensive to go after? Because you either have to do it or not.
I think Ryan Pace would prefer Mitch over Brady anyway, so I think it's a moot point.
You believe that? You're not being facetious, are you?
I think at this stage, he would rather continue to roll with the guy that he still believes in than a 42 or 43-year-old. Look, I said to you last year, I didn't think Tom Brady was their biggest problem in New England, but we all know when it does go south at that age, it's going to go south really quick.
We believe in the player, we believe in the person, we believe in the trajectory that he's on.
If he loves Mitch that much, how much would he love Tom Brady, though? Like, that's for a guy who's done what?
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, love's a funny thing.
What happened if you love something, you should set it free?
312, that's good. That should be a t-shirt. 312-332-3776.
I think it is. I think it's in Abdallah's closet.
Is it? Do you have a picture of Mitch? And underneath it, it says, if you love something, you should let it free. Is that the phrase?
Right now, it says on the back.
Yeah. All right, so what do you believe is going to happen to Brady? I want to pick Waddle's brain about legacy, too. And if you're Ryan Pace, are you making the call to see if he'd consider your team before you get a big plan together? 332-3776. All that is next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
So where will Tom Brady end up, and should the Bears be interested? Jeffrey on Twitter tweets, he goes, okay, let's break this down from the 2019 season. Pat's head coach is greater than the Bears head coach.
Yes.
Pat's play caller is greater than the Bears' play caller.
Yes.
Pat's defense is greater than the Bears' defense.
Yeah, statistically, yes, but I'll call that a push.
Okay. He says Pat's running backs greater than the Bears' running backs.
I'd say so, yeah.
Pat's wide receivers are less than the Bears' wide receiver.
Yeah, I'll take Allen Robinson over anybody the Patriots have.
And the Pat's tight ends equal with Bears' tight ends.
Zero equals zero.
He concludes, seems like a lateral move at best for TB12, and he didn't have to play Green Bay twice a year.
Did you talk about the offensive line as well? Did he say that?
He did not. He just broke it down like that. Other people, I think most people are not on board or just think that it's unrealistic from a local angle. But it's still fascinating that we have a 43-year-old player who's played 20 years for one team, wants now to go somewhere else. Sam's on the Northwest side. Hey, Sam.
It's an interesting thought.
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon. I got a crazy Brady destination, as long as we're talking about the Bears getting them. I'm thinking the Dallas Cowboys checks the box that Tom was talking about. Offensive line,
yep.
Running back,
yep.
Got some weapons.
Yep.
You know, I don't know about the defense, but they got a lot of cap room. So I just love that out there because Jerry Jones, I want to hear more Jerry Jones drops on your station. So.
Oh, yeah, we can never have enough.
He doesn't have time to jack with you, Sam, I don't think. Look, I don't know what I would say about that. I mean, you've got Dak Prescott who you can franchise. And Dak didn't look good here when he was in Chicago in that game. Dak Prescott's still a good young quarterback.
Oh, I'd rather have him than
Tom Brady. Oh, no, I'm saying like...
Oh, you'd rather go with Dak?
He's saying Tom Brady goes to Dallas. What are you going to do with Dak? Then you just let him walk?
Dak wants like $40 million though, too, doesn't he? And if the cap goes up...
Well, you're going to pay, okay, are you going to pay Tom Brady $30 million or Dak, who's, 15 years younger, $40 million?
Who would you trust in one season more?
I'd probably trust Tom Brady for 1 year, but I think Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. Again, Tom Brady is going to, at some point, as much as I love the man as a football player, and he's handsome as hell, but at some point... It's going to go south.
Right, but there's no shame in that, and that's what I wanted to ask you. I know a lot of people are in this bandwagon. Oh, my gosh, it could look so bad with the Raiders. Oh, my gosh, it could look so bad with the Chargers. But it could look so bad with the Patriots, too.
That's true.
The dude's 43.
That's true.
And when it goes bad, we know it's not incremental. It could go from, here to down there in, two games.
Correct.
And we just, he's done. The dude's done.
That's why I think now more than ever he needs a situation that is custom built for him.
But and it won't ruin his legacy.
No,
how many people talk about Michael in a Wizards uniform, didn't ruin his legacy. Willie Mays Mets uniform didn't ruin his legacy. No. Like all these guys, yes, it looked bad and it was sad.
Yeah.
But none of them had their legacy ruined.
If he went to the Raiders and the Raiders went 5-11 or 5-12, depending on how many games you play. You're not going to think any less of Tom Brady.
You know, the hot take shows will be spinning around going crazy during that moment. But when you remove yourself, when you remove yourself a year later,
Tom Brady,
you're still going to consider
Super Bowl rings, 9 trips to the Super Bowl in a salary cap era. I don't care who he ended his career with. Greatest of all time.
Does a bad run with the Raiders do anything for his Hall of Fame credentials?
No.
No, but. There is something.
He's going to need that veterans committee vote.
Okay, I will say this, Adam. We want to see Tom Brady not go through that.
Well, here's the
horrible car wash.
Tom Brady is the Michael Jordan of football, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Jordan did not end his career with the Bulls, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky did not end his career with hockey.
Correct.
Joe Montana
did not end with the 49ers.
But I'm telling you. It would have been a lot cooler if Michael Jordan ended his career with the Bulls.
Yes. Oh, no doubt.
Okay, so it's a lot. Legacy's not going to be hurt. Nothing's going to be tarnished. He's still first ballot Hall of Famer, all that stuff. But just from a fan's perspective, it's better for him to stay and try to make it work and then end when he's waving to the crowd after that last game and the single tear is coming down. It's going to look better in Gillette Stadium.
You think that's better for the NFL than...
It is, 100%
it is. Think about the dominoes that could fall. Brady goes here, and then where do the rest of the dominoes fall? You know what I mean? Like, look, it's quarterback. I think musical chairs.
I think for NFL interest around the league, Tom Brady going somewhere else would be better for
that's
the league.
That's what I'm. That's what. But he.
Yes. No. I understand, and I agree with the sentimental perspective. I would love for Tom Brady to end his career as a New England Patriot. How important is that to me? It's very low on my wish list, but I think it would be cool if he ended his career there.
Of course, I think we all agree that, you know, look, I've been talking about this with Waddle lately. When they produce the football life of Tom Brady, when his career is finally over, it's a better ending scene if he's played every single game in a Patriots uniform. However, as of right now, if you're Tom Brady and you still want to play, and I just read a piece by Tom Curran, who covers the Patriots. He went back to the first year Belichick came in, when Ben Coates and Bruce Armstrong were two Pro Bowlers, multiple Pro Bowlers for the Patriots, and had big salary cap numbers at the time. And one of the first things Bill Belichick did to set the tone, he let Ben Coates walk out the door and go sign with the Baltimore Ravens. And then a year later, he tried to make Bruce Armstrong take a pay cut. And when he refused, he said, all right, you're gone. These were like their two biggest players at the time. Now, Bill Belichick is cutthroat when it comes to the salary cap. And I don't think Tom Brady and him are on the same page. And even though it might be a better storyline for his career as a whole, I think when all's all said and done, we're dealing with two people here who are looking at the right here and now.
I think both of these guys would love to go somewhere else and stick it up the backside of the other guy at that other spot.
Yeah, to see who wins that argument. I think there's who needed who more.
I think there's I think there's tremendous respect, but I also think that there's that competitive gene in both of them. Like, I think that Bill Belichick wanted to go on to the greatness he has gone to eclipse what Bill Parcells was. And they were on the same staff. And Parcells was his boss, and Belichick was his right-hand man. But you can't tell me. I mean, think how that whole thing disintegrated as well. Like, he's a cold-blooded killer.
Cold-blooded. Randy's in Orland Park. Randy, what you got?
I don't understand why anybody would sign Tom Brady, including the Patriots. He's 43. I mean, he's one hit away from being done, and it's going to cost, what, $30
million? Isn't every quarterback one hit away, though?
Yeah.
No, not if you're 25. I mean, do you guys remember when Kurt Warner got blindsided on that interception and walked away from the game that day? Okay. I mean, Belichick wants to move forward. Everybody else wants to move forward. I mean, it would be crazy I wouldn't sign him if I was the Raiders. It just doesn't make sense to sign somebody 43.
Well, I would say Randy.
Peyton Manning looks horrible.
But Randy, the Patriots, he's literally their best option. I mean, I don't think who you bringing in that's going to be better than Tom Brady in that system with Josh McDaniels as their OC?
Well, you said it before, it's Belichick's ego, right?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I'm with you on that, but I mean, as far as tomorrow, but...
Right, that's why, Randy, that's why I have thought that he goes back to New England, because I think Bill Belichick looks at the situation, and Brady's his best chance to win this year.
Right.
So
I keep betting on them,
so
too.
So you know what Bill Belichick does? He's got 1,000 draft picks. He packages them, and I know they drafted Jared Stidham, the kid from Auburn, last year or the year before. Maybe he dives back in and gets somebody else. Maybe he's got his eye on someone as a young quarterback who he can't win with at this particular time. But
Ryan Pace doesn't draft another quarterback.
No, he doesn't.
That would be great. I'm rooting for it, and I saw there's a blog about it. I brought this up to you in the pre-show fistfight before I even saw the blog. I'm rooting that Brady goes to Indy, and then I'm rooting that Andrew Luck wants to come out of retirement. Ha. And then, like, if I'm the Bears, like, you ask me, what could possibly be the luckiest, best solution for Bears at quarterback with all these guys? The best would be Andrew Luck wants to be reunited with his former head coach, who's now the DC in Chicago, who is quarterback starved. He's still in the prime of his career. He's refreshed. He's rejuvenated. And he's missed the game, and he wants to play. And the Colts would be willing to part with him because now they've got Tom Brady. And it wouldn't be as hurtful as if, you know, it was just Jacoby Brissett and he walked away from them a year before.
Okay, but if if he wants to come back and play, he's going to come back and play for the Colts. He's not going to think all of a sudden after Tom Brady signs with the Colts, hey, you know what? I want to come back.
Maybe yeah, there was some, I don't know.
Say his first phone call be to Andrew Luck first and right. be like, hey, man, how you feeling?
We're thinking about going after Tom Brady, but if you still got the itch to play, we want to have you back.
How's that side arm looking?
Than Brady. So
I don't know. Stranger things have happened. Allow a man to dream. That would be my perfect, like, it is, yes, it's a fantasy, but it's still the best. It would be the best option, right? You name all the quarterbacks available currently. What would be the
Colts or for the Bears?
For the Bears. What would be the best situation out of anything to happen, right? Brady goes to the Colts, Andrew Luck comes back, and you get him. And what is he, 30?
Is he 30? I don't even know that he's 30. Is he? Well, I mean, he's got wear and tear as well.
The best case scenario is finding a way to go back in time and have Ryan Pace's car break down on the way to the Sun Bowl. That's the best case scenario.
He'll be 31 on opening
okay,
day.
Okay, so he is 30. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's still the prime of his career. Yeah. That, to me, would be cool. All right, Waddle's World is cool. That's coming up, and so is Barstool Big Cat. He's up at 4.
It's that time again. When we venture deep into the great unknown.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
A trip inside the mind of a multi-concussed former Bears wide receiver.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him. And he had an all-time day in the use of smelling salts.
Buckle up, boys and girls.
Tom Waddle, every team wants to have a Tom Waddle. If I had a football team, I'd like to have a Tom Waddle on my team because you draw from that.
It's time to go inside. Waddle's World.
Tom Waddle did have to use a lot of smelling salts.
That's right, John. Waddle's World brought to you by the great people at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC. Luke Kornet is hurt. He has sustained a left foot and ankle injury in practice. Subsequent testing has revealed a severe ankle sprain and a fracture of his fifth metatarsal. 6 to 8 weeks for him. Coby White tweaked his back before practice. He didn't practice. Jim Boylan has no status update on Coby White. He does say his heart is full. Boylan did add
did
he feels...
He really?
No. Says White can work his way through this because his heart is full. Otto Porter Jr. practiced. Wendell Carter Jr. said there's an 80 to 90% chance that he'll laugh at Jim Boylan again. No, that he'll play versus the Knicks.
I like this.
Whenever he returns, he will play under an undetermined minutes restriction, unless Tom Thibodeau takes over as a coach and he'll play the entire game.
Very good.
Hey! This week's injury report brought to you by Rush University Medical Centers. Rush offers more than 30 healthcare locations, making it easy to choose excellence. Learn more at ChooseRush.com.
Are they just, I mean, a team can't be this unlucky, can they? Are they doing something wrong there? Like they say, listen, something in the water. What's going on there?
I don't know.
Or when you're this bad, do you get no breaks? And it's just bad and unlucky. It's a combo.
Like, I don't know what I'm more disappointed in right now, the Bulls or the stock market. I mean, both have tanked.
I think you're more disappointed in the stock market.
Probably so, because the Bulls losing 82 of 82 games is really not going to bother.
No,
I don't want to see it, but yeah, no doubt. Anyway, Tom
Brady.
What
happens when you gamble, Waddle?
But that's educated gambling, so to speak. Like, you giving me a two-team EPL league teaser that doesn't go my way, I mean...
We can't tell the future. It's based on research and analytics, my man. Just like splitting tens is.
An egg? What do you, like, Danny? You and Danny Zetterman are getting together these days?
No, my wife made a bunch of eggs, and I'm eating them.
Everywhere I go, it either smells like weed or eggs.
I'm
bad
with
eggs
you.
In here.
I like that. I didn't know
weed's not me.
Sylvie was pooping his pants or he was eating
earlier,
eggs
yeah.
in the office earlier.
I was
earlier.
Pooping my pants earlier. I did it, yeah, very gassy today.
And then the weed in the garage coming in was just crazy. Tom Brady's entering free agency believing he's leaving the Patriots. That's according to Jeff Darlington.
Do you want to hear that again? Or
yeah,
do we
let's
not?
Hear it.
I feel like we need to have a talk here. Because no matter how many times we say that Tom Brady is likely to not play for the Patriots next year, I either get blasted or told that I am wrong. That makes sense because we cannot wrap our heads around it. There are people very close to Tom Brady who are being told by Tom Brady, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm going somewhere else. Like, that's the way that we're operating here. Mm. within those circles. And yet even those people don't necessarily believe that Tom, at the end of the day, won't go into Bill Belichick's office and Belichick won't sit there and say to him, Tom, we need you back. We have to have you back. And that Tom Brady will return to the Patriots. We need to wrap our minds around the fact that it is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
Wow, that's strong. Now, very strong. My mind is open now to him leaving more so than it was before.
And remember, Shefty's been on this since October.
From the very beginning, yes. So my mind has, I've opened my mind to it being a more likely possibility than I thought at the very beginning. But as we discussed earlier, my vote, because I don't gamble, my vote would be that he will stay in New England. NFLPA Executive Director Demora Smith expects the players to
ratify the deal.
To approve the new CBA. Expressed confidence that the CBA will be approved, but understands why some players, such as Aaron Rodgers and Richard Sherman, might be upset. Quote, when you decide, instead of having sort of a bubble that excludes people, that you want people not only to become involved in your union, but become reps in the union, to take leadership roles in your union, how could you ever take a position that you have some sort of adverse effect if they express their feelings? I don't know what he was talking about there. I don't really...
He was just saying that... even though they have some dissension amongst other players, that's okay. That's
right.
Healthy.
That's part of a union discussion.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Smith defended the proposed CBA, touting the increased pay for players making the minimum and noting that the players should share could rise above 48.5% over the life of the deal. So we'll see.
I just don't understand why it wouldn't be 50-50.
I'm with you.
You have 32 owners. You have 1,000. How many players?
I think at any 1,500? One time, it's like 1,700 to 1,800 players.
I mean, and you have that many, and they're the players. I know they own the league, but still, they used to have more than the owners, remember? Then they really scaled it back.
It was 53-47, and then they flipped it, I believe, or something like that.
I don't know how that they ever
approved
that.
Look, I mean, some things to me that, like, when you say we're going to go from 53 players to 55 players, and we're going to go from 46 being dressed and active on Sunday to 48, you know what? Pound sand, that's not enough. Especially if you're playing 17 games. So there should be more jobs.
Of course.
So I mean, listen, it's going to get signed because there are improvements for the rank and file players. I just wish there was a way for the players to extract more. But I don't think that's going to happen. Chiefs continue to talk with Chris Jones. They plan to use the franchise tag on him if there's no deal.
I like him. Good player.
Yes, no doubt.
Nice guy.
Chase Young from Ohio State won't, quote, waste time on combine workout. So he's there to say hello, I think, and then move
interview.
On. I think he's rated as the best player in the draft. People are saying he's going to be better than Nick Bosa, who had himself a monster year.
Do you know today is the anniversary of the Brady picture, I believe, too?
Oh, yes.
The Brady underwear picture?
Yeah, where he looks...
30 years? Yeah. What? Is that what? 20 years?
20 years, yeah. Not 30. Could be 30. Yeah, we'll having the same conversation. Years. I'll be 63 years old, and we'll be wondering who's going to sign Tom Brady next year.
He's going to be 63, Tom. You cannot give Tom Brady a long-term contract that's 63 years old.
I don't think that anybody should sign him right now.
That's me being old when he's finally ready to call it quits. Red Sox Chris Sale to begin the season on the injured list, recovering from the flu and pneumonia.
Ooh, that's a double whammy.
Yeah, so do you know who the Red Sox manager is?
Yes, they just hired him. It's Ron Renicki.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
It's a cheating fallout.
Estimates on NBA players using marijuana is...
Percentage? How many?
NBA players.
NBA,
Estimates on NBA players using marijuana. This is a wide, wide range.
58%.
It's 50% to 85% is what it says
here. So I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
What would you guess? I said 58%.
I would have gone with you. I would have said a majority. So 55, 60%. I don't think everybody does it because I don't think, you know, some guys don't want to smoke. Maybe they're taking edibles.
Sure.
But I guess that would, you know, that would go into the marijuana usage. But Because it does say here, six different NBA players who did not want to be identified estimated that the percentage of active players using marijuana in some form. Okay, so it's all buds, edibles, concentrates, CBD oils, lotions, patches was at least 50%, as high as maybe 85%.
I'd like to bump mine to 95%.
Yeah, I would say I'm with you. I have a story in my hand about cheat codes. That Jeff Mellor, I think, wet himself when he saw
this. He's far too excited for this.
I mean,
it really is something.
It's one of these things that I didn't expect to get the rise out of Mellor, but he's got some interesting points on
it. But if you're like a 40-year-old and in that age group where cheat codes were big, Mellor's got something for you next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, Mellor. This is your time to shine, my friend.
All right, well, Tom, I think let me start by saying up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's how you know that you're old, Waddle. Because the fact that you don't know what I'm talking about when I say up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start.
Mr. Hashimoto, who was the inventor of the, Konami code used in multiple video games, has passed. So we would like to recognize first that he has passed away at the age of 79.
Yes. Mellor, though, I would counter by saying that there's sort of an age range that, well, Waddle may be too old. There are a lot of listeners who are too young. Like you're,
good points.
It's the people like maybe I'm on the top end of it, and I remember because Nintendo, like that was right when I was in high school and blowing off as much homework as possible, playing as much Nintendo as possible. So like my two favorite gaming systems of my lifetime, while Atari 2600 was the first real one I had, it would be Nintendo and then the original PlayStation. Those were the two when I was playing a lot of video games. And then there's the people who never played Nintendo or are too young who wouldn't know the cheat code.
That's fair. But I will say, I think we've probably got at least a 20-year span in terms of age. Like, you know, how old are you, Sylvie? 48?
48, yes.
All right, so yeah, I think 40, between, and Abdallah is certainly aware of the Konami code. So I think if you're probably between the age of 30 and 48, there's a good chance you have some recollection of the Konami code, which I think is most famous for Contra. So that was, as you said, Sylvie, Nintendo had the game Contra, which gave you 3 lives to complete the entire game. And if you've ever played Contra, you know that's an impossible task. However, if you had the Konami code, you could go ahead and play Contra and very likely beat it because it gave you 30 total lives to play the game.
30 lives, wow.
And it was really the only way.
It's like Garen Pax, isn't it?
Exactly.
The Reinsdorf code.
We're going to rename it now that he's passed in his honor. But so the fact is, though, I recited to you the code, and it's crazy. You could go to a bar and talk to anybody and just say that code.
And they'll know.
And there's a good chance that somebody knows what that's from. And it's just kind of odd. And we were discussing this earlier. It's funny because this is before the internet was really even a thing. And so in order to actually, at one point, someday, there was either a friend or perhaps you bought a magazine.
Right. The magazines would tell you.
Yeah. That informed you that, oh, hey, by the way, there's a cheat code. And if you want to actually have a chance at beating this game, enter it at the beginning screen and you'll have an opportunity to actually try and beat the game.
And the reasons the codes exist was not to help out the people who own the game. It was for the engineers to use it, right?
Yeah. The engineers realized, oh, wait, this game is way too difficult to beat with only 3 lives. Let's put something in so that we can actually have an opportunity to try and beat it. And then it was obviously passed along. And it wasn't just Contra. It became a Konami game. Any games that Konami manufactured, you could usually use that code and have some type of extra bonus.
There was also a Mike Tyson punch-out code where I could get to face Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Without having to go through every stage.
Jeff Altuve and Mark Bregman here on the show today.
Don't hit us.
Yeah.
For using the
cheat
codes.
We're going to talk about that later as well. Oh, so, yeah. Is that it, Mel? Is anything else you want to talk about on that front?
The Tyson code was 007-373-5963.
Well, I mean, like, that's... Why would you want to play video games and then cheat to get to...
Well, you want to see what... You can't get to Tyson. You've been there for a month. You've been trying to beat all the different opponents.
Soda Popinski's kicking your ass every time you go up against him, and you're trying to find
a
way
to... take Soda Popinski. Wasn't that... He was one of the...
Bald Bull, maybe? Maybe you had difficulty with the second bald bull.
I was good at Mike Tyson punching. Not good enough to get to Mike Tyson, though, except
without the code. Yeah, you get the code. Yeah, you got a shot to get knocked out by Mike Tyson in two hits.
I think using the cheat code just, I mean... I don't know. It's like knowing what your Christmas presents are before Christmas Day.
What's wrong with that, though?
There's no peek sometimes. All right. Man arrested for cow manure battery.
Ooh.
Florida man was arrested yesterday on a felony battery charge. Not like, you know, battery that charges something. The battery he hits you, I think, with cow manure. After allegedly dumping a bucket of cow manure over the head of a victim. According to a complaint affidavit, Jose Ramirez, 47, attacked the victim at a dairy farm in Crystal Springs. Complaint does not indicate whether he or the victim worked at Spotto's Palm River Dairy. I mean, that's the place to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where the cows would be at the dairy.
So he was arrested for...
Swinging poop.
Yeah.
Swinging or slinging?
Slinging. Miller Lite is offering everyone a free case of beer for Leap Day.
Oh, yeah. It's an extra work day this year. That sucks.
Folks who have birthdays on February 29th are getting free food everywhere they turn. They'll probably throw a party since they only get one once every 4 years. How about this? Some free beer as well. That's what you'll get to celebrate a bonus 24 hours on a Saturday for the first time since 1992. Miller Lite is offering a free 24-pack of beer. These kinds of things happen from time to time, so you better get after it.
I love the people of that birthday.
On February 29th, Miller Lite will post a QR code to its Instagram and Twitter accounts. You have to scan the code, so you'll need to use a computer or someone else's phone. The code will take you to a site where you can submit a receipt for a 24-pack of Miller Lite purchased on Leap Day. Cost of your case will be refunded to your PayPal account.
Pretty cool. That's so like a cheat code right there for free beer.
A majority of Americans think you can't have an ideal wedding without...
booze.
More specifically?
A spouse.
Unless you're marrying...
Gifts.
No. What is the most important part of a wedding, according to a poll of 2,000 Americans who plan on getting married?
You share this.
Love,
found
Tom.
The perfect wedding. Okay. First of all, how much would it cost, do you think?
What's the average cost of a wedding these days?
For a spouse?
No. The ideal wedding costs what?
The ideal wedding.
How much does the ideal wedding cost? 2,000 Americans were polled, age 88 to 55.
$25,000.
No. Would you guys like to guess?
Yeah, I think you're light. Well, ideal, though. That's a weird way of phrasing it.
Because I don't want to go too high.
My ideal wedding is I don't have to break the bank. I'm going to say 30. I'll go over.
$1?
I said 10 grand.
$42,000.
That's ideal, yeah, and it's crazy. I mean, I went through this almost eight years ago.
But the ideal, what's the most important component?
You got to have the open bar for everybody.
Open bar, there you go.
And like for what we did, that we would go to these weddings and we would wish they would end because we wanted a drink. So we didn't want that to happen when we were getting married, even though the ceremony was short. So what do? We opened the bar before the ceremony. That way everyone got a cocktail to sit down and watch. Now you're not in a hurry to get anywhere.
Just so you know, when one of my daughters gets married, the invite will say on it BYOB. So, you know, you can have your own. You can have your own open bar. You just have to bring your own.
To five weddings this year. Destination. Five. Wow.
That's a lot of money.
You're telling me there better be an open bar when I show up.
Oh, yeah. The destination
wedding. If you have a destination wedding and don't have an open bar, is that like...
So, like, what is not an open bar? That's my question.
Cash bar. You pay for either...
At a wedding?
So there's two...
tickets. You guys are going to get one drink ticket each for my daughter's wedding.
You either have a cash bar where alcohol is for money and beer and wine
comes
are free.
With dinner.
Or you have full cash bar. Like, everything is...
I've not been at one of those.
And then sometimes, like... They'll do it where, you know, they'll bring out champagne for everybody for the toasts, and that's the only thing that's free.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
bring a flat.
I've also been to a dry wedding, which was the
really?
Worst.
Yeah,
you want to talk about desperate to sneak in alcohol into a wedding.
I would say, listen, and not everyone can have an open bar. I get it. Don't think that we're all sitting here being jerks about this. But I think what you should do is just limit the number of guests that you invite then.
Okay. You know? Well, maybe they want all the people to celebrate with them.
Well, I can't celebrate your wedding if I can't get a couple of drinks.
pass.
Right. I'll send you
in the mail.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you a drive-by. Hi. How you doing? Best of luck. I'm going down to the street to get my own. So I don't know. I'm not sure. What is the ideal number?
People 150.
Oh, no.
250.
No.
300?
No, come on. No, that's way too high.
Yeah. Oh. 100.
Just under 100. The average respondent revealed their ideal wedding would be comprised of 92 guests.
Yeah, I'd
total.
Like a smaller wedding.
Yeah.
That's good stuff then.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right, Barstool Big Cat was dabbing on the stock exchange today. Yes.
How did that go for him?
He was dabbing on the stock exchange as they rang the bell. He'll tell us about that experience and so much to get after in 2 minutes with Barstool Big Cat.